Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun.
Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And you're watching Studio Classroom. Friends, we are continuing our travel journey to the Seychelles.
We found out about this group of islands yesterday. There are 115 islands there, and it sounds like a tropical paradise.
Right. Wonderful beaches all around, lots of natural wildlife, and a lot to do.
There certainly is. You can see some beautiful rocks on the beaches there, or you can see some beautiful fish as well.
Right. Sounds pretty good to me. We have more to learn about this wonderful place today in our article titled Paradise in the Indian Ocean. Let's get right on over to our reading.
Paradise in the Indian Ocean. Wildlife lovers are drawn to the islands for their biodiversity. The Seychelles are home to creatures such as the black parrot and the Aldabra giant tortoise, which are found nowhere else. Coral reefs and mangroves support an astonishing range of marine life. Beyond nature, the Seychelles offer a blend of African, European, and Asian cultures, which are reflected in their Creole music, dance, and cuisine. Local dishes feature fresh seafood, tropical fruit and spices, while island festivals celebrate both traditional and modern island life.
Hi there, welcome to Language Lab, I'm Jack. 我们先来看 cuisine 这个名词，意思是料理或烹饪。譬如 exploring local cuisine is often one of the most memorable parts of traveling to a new country. 探索当地美食往往是去新国家旅行时最难忘的一部分。形容词是 culinary, 是指烹饪的、厨艺的。譬如Many people enjoy watching culinary competitions to learn creative techniques they can try at home. 许多人喜欢看烹饪比赛，从中学习创意技巧，以便在家里尝试。另一个相关的名词是 gastronomy, 意思是美食学或烹饪艺术。譬如 Modern gastronomy explores how science,Culture and creativity shape the way people experience food. 现代的美食学探讨科学、文化与创意如何影响人们体验食物的方式。
Friends, are you nature lovers? If so, the Seychelles might be the place for you. Let's talk about some of the things you could see if you went there.
Let's get right into it, friends. We read together here, wildlife lovers are drawn to the islands for their biodiversity. First, let's talk about to be drawn to something.
That is a great phrase. If you're drawn to something or someone,You're attracted toward it. There's something about it that just draws you in.
Some people are drawn to adventure. Now, this could be a positive thing or a negative thing. You also could be drawn to danger.
Absolutely. Okay, so people are drawn to the islands for their biodiversity. Now, that big word means the variety of life in an area.
Rainforests, for example, have high biodiversity. There are many different plants and animals that live in that one habitat.
Right, a term specifically is talking about kind of the number of species in the area.
Exactly. All right, let's read on here. The Seychelles are home to creatures such as the black parrot and the Aldabra giant tortoise, we talked about tortoises yesterday, which are found nowhere else.
All right, so you can't find these things anywhere else. Again, we're using that word unique.
That's right. There's a lot of unique wildlife here on these Seychelles Islands. Coral reefs and mangroves support an astonishing range of marine life.
All right, an astonishing range. That word astonishing means that something is very surprising. That could be a good thing or a bad thing.
Let's use that word astonishing in a sentence. The magic trick was astonishing.
All right. And at the end of that sentence, we saw another thing that we've talked about earlier this month, mangroves.
Yeah, that's right. These are a type of tree and they also grow along the coast of different areas.
All right. Beyond nature, the Seychelles offer a blend of African, European, and Asian cultures.
There's a lot of different cultures that are coming together here. Usually when that happens, there are some unique food or other cultural experiences to be had.
And that's what we see here. These cultures are reflected in their Creole music, dance, and cuisine.
Let's find out more about what we can eat there. Local dishes feature fresh seafood, tropical fruit, and spices. If something features something else, it means that it is included or highlighted as an important part or characteristic.
Let's try and put that in another sentence. The new phone that just came out features an upgraded camera and AI tools.
Those would be new features that were included on that phone. This food features certain parts, like seafood, fruit, and spices. We read on, while island festivals celebrate both traditional and modern island life.
All right, so there is a lot going on. Those festivals probably really do feature and highlight the cultural uniqueness of the islands.
That's always a great part of traveling anywhere, friends, is to learn about the culture and the food from that place. Now, there are some great things about these islands, but as we go on, we're going to learn about some challenges that these islands are facing. Let's learn about that now with our next reading.
Paradise in the Indian Ocean. However, even paradise faces challenges. The Seychelles are on the front line of climate change. Rising sea levels threaten their beaches, while warming ocean temperatures harm coral reefs that protect the islands and attract tourists. Too much development also creates pressure on fragile ecosystems. To fight this, the Seychelles government has created large marine protected areas. They're doing all they can to promote ecotourism and renewable energy.
Front line, 意思是第一线或前线，指最前方的战线，最关键的岗位。来看例句。 Volunteers working in shelters are on the front line, helping people who need immediate support and resources. 在收容所工作的志工位于第一线，为急需支援与资源的人提供协助。Front line也可以当形容词，意思是第一线的、前线的。譬如 During the pandemic, the citizens of the city would stand at their doorsteps and cheer loudly to show gratitude toward frontline workers. 疫情期间，市民们站在家门口高声呼，欢呼，向第一线的工作人员表达感谢。另一个相关的名词是first responder，是指紧急救援人员，也就是第一时间赶赴现场处理紧急事件的人。譬如 First responders arrived within minutes, providing medical care and keeping everyone calm during the emergency. 急救人员在几分钟内就抵达，提供医疗协助，并在紧急情况下让大家保持冷静。No
place is perfect. We've learned about all the great natural things you can find in the Seychelles, But let's talk about the issues.
Let's find out about some of these difficulties now, friends. However, even paradise faces challenges. When you face a challenge, it means that you're dealing with a difficult problem.
For example, a team might face challenges ahead as they try to win a championship.
So the Seychelles are facing challenges. The Seychelles are on the front line of climate change. No wonder this is a problem. Climate change, of course, is the long-term shifts in weather patterns.
Yeah, for example, climate change really affects polar bears. They don't have as much land to walk on.
That's right. And climate change affects a lot of different ecosystems and a lot of different types of animals. We see here that rising sea levels threaten their beaches, while warming ocean temperatures harm coral reefs that protect the islands and attract tourists.
All right, so these challenges sound very similar to a lot of other island nations around the world. That would especially be places like the Maldives, or Vanuatu.
Yeah, so we're finding out here that these islands are struggling because of climate change. This is a natural thing that their habitat is experiencing, but there's another problem going on here as well.
Right, so they have lots of problems here. Too much development also creates pressure on fragile ecosystems.
When we use the word fragile, friends, we're talking about something that can be easily broken or damaged.
Here's an example sentence with that word. Make sure to handle the glasses carefully. They're fragile.
So we see here that people are developing these islands maybe too fast. There's too much human development, and maybe that environment just can't keep up.
Right, and that's true for places all around the world, but it's easier for bigger countries that are more inland to deal with, whereas small islands like this really struggle.
Yeah, all this development can really harm their fragile ecosystems. To fight this, the Seychelles government has created large marine protected areas. This is a common thing that happens when governments realize that these very special places are being harmed. They start to protect them.
Right, and we're talking about these kind of coastal or water areas. We mentioned a moment ago that these coral reefs are in danger, and that's often an issue brought up with climate change. You can think of the Great Barrier Reef next to Australia.
That's a good example. So we see here the government has these large marine protected areas. They're doing all they can to promote ecotourism and renewable energy.
All right, we have an interesting term there, ecotourism. This is not just regular tourism, it's traveling to a place with the goal of protecting nature.
Ecotourism can help save wildlife. Ecotourism also helps people become aware of problems they maybe hadn't even thought of before.
Right. I have never really participated in ecotourism, but the idea I get is that you're traveling to a natural place and living in a way that is not harmful.
Yeah, we had an article about that last month where we talked about a place where when you go, all of the money that you spend actually goes back into that environment and it helps it, you know, stay nice and helps the animals there as well.
So the government of the Seychelles wants to promote this and help protect their fragile ecosystem. Friends, we're not done just quite yet. But right now, let's go take a deep dive.
Deep dive!
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? It's reflected in today's dive. Okay, silly moment. I baked my first cake ever once. It was all wobbly and gooey in the middle. My friend's polite smiles totally reflected in their interesting comments. There was no hiding that kitchen failure. It showed up loud and clear in their reactions. Reflected in means something is shown, expressed, or visible through another thing, like a mirror bouncing back an image. We use it for ideas,
feelings or facts that appear indirectly. For example, the team's hard work was reflected in their high score at the tournament. And another example, sadness was reflected in her eyes after hearing the news. What about other phrases? Mirrored is similar, often for exact copies. For example, the calm lake mirrored the mountains perfectly at dawn. Evident in means clearly shown. For example, his love for animals is evident in how he volunteers at the shelter. My cake disaster, it was reflected in all the leftovers. But hey, it sparked a baking redo party. Reflections teach us tons. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat until next time.
Paradise in the Indian Ocean. Despite these challenges, the Seychelles remain one of the most beautiful and peaceful destinations on Earth. Whether exploring lush jungles, diving, or relaxing on soft sand, visitors discover that the islands are not just a place to see. They're a place to feel connected to nature.
Despite 意思是尽管, 虽然, 譬如, despite the heavy rain, the outdoor event continued as planned and still attracted a large crowd. 尽管下着大雨, 这场户外活动仍照常进行, 并吸引了大批群众。 片语, in spite of, 也是指尽管。 譬如, she finished the race in spite of her injury, pushing through the pain to reach the finish line. 尽管受伤, 她仍然忍着疼痛, 冲向终点线, 完成了比赛。 另一个惯用语是, against all odds, 意思是克服万难, 在极不可能的情况下。 譬如, against all odds, the team finished first, even after dealing with setbacks throughout the competition. 尽管困难重重, 这支队伍在比赛过程中屡遭挫折, 他们仍然夺得了第一名。 这就是今天的Language Lab, I'll see you soon!
So, are we talking about an island paradise here? Or a fragile place about to fall apart? Let's put our ideas together.
Seems like we're talking about both, Garrett. We read here at the end of our article, despite these challenges, the Seychelles remain one of the most beautiful and peaceful destinations on Earth. I think this is really great. Even though this group of islands has faced some problems, they're still a beautiful destination.
Yeah, and I imagine part of that is that they don't have too much over-tourism. After all, I don't think this is a place that too many people have heard of.
I certainly hadn't really heard of it before this article, and Garrett earlier showed me where this was on the map. I was actually quite surprised. It was pretty far out in the Indian Ocean, a little to the north of Madagascar.
Exactly. So we hope they can continue to protect it. We see whether exploring lush jungles, diving, or relaxing on soft sand, visitors discover that the islands are not just a place to see.
Let's stop there for just a moment and talk about a few of the things we saw in this sentence. We see that word weather, friends, and often we see this word at the beginning of a sentence or after a conjunction. Weather is used to show two or more possibilities.
All right, let's try and make some more sentences with it. Whether rain or shine, we'll still go to the beach.
So whether you're doing one thing or another, here you see whether exploring or diving or relaxing. Now we see something else here that is used to describe that word jungles. It's the word lush.
All right, lush. If something is lush, it has thick and healthy plant growth. There's a lot of plants around there that are growing up. You could also use this to describe someone's hair.
You certainly could. So you could say, her flower garden is very lush this year. Or you could say, that baby has such a lush head of hair.
Absolutely. So the jungles here are very lush. You can go diving or just relax on soft sand.
Now, no matter what you're doing, visitors discover that the islands are not just a place to see, they're a place to feel connected to nature.
Connected to. If you're connected to a place, you're joined or linked with it in some way.
For example, you could say the two cities are connected by a train.
All right, so you can go and feel connected to nature if you travel to the Seychelles. If you do, friends, do think about this concept of ecotourism and how you can protect this natural biodiversity while you're there.
It's great to learn about new places to travel, but of course, as a place gets popular and more people know about it, it can be difficult for its ecosystem to keep up, so make sure you're traveling responsibly.
One other thing I wonder about traveling there is how much French you would need to know. After all, that is a language many of them speak.
And the other thing I'm wondering about is how do you get there? How many flights would you have to take in order to get to these very far out islands?
You'd have to transfer a few times.
For sure. Well, friends, we're not done talking about this just yet, so don't go anywhere. First, we're going to go to today's usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看句型主词加 do all 主词 can do to 加原形动词，意思是某人尽全力去做某件事情。如果用 be doing 表示正在进行中，如果强调已经尽力了，可以改为过去时态，主词加 did all 主词 could to 表示已经尽全力去做了。例如 He did all he could to stay awake. 他已经尽力保持清醒。其他类似用法有 Do everything one can. Do one's best. Make every effort. 再来看一个例句 Sam is making every effort to help the team win the game. Sam 正在尽全力帮助球队赢得比赛。
Well, friends, we've come to the end of our article, so it's time to talk about what we've learned using our Talk About It question. Here we go. What do you find most interesting about the Seychelles? Explain.
All right. One thing I think is very interesting about the Seychelles is that they have these beautiful beaches, and it sounds like a tropical paradise.And yet, not too many people know about them.
That is pretty incredible. That kind of ties into what surprised me the most was the actual location of these islands on the map. I really didn't realize there was a group of islands there. I didn't know about them at all.
Right, there are a few different island countries kind of in that neighborhood. I'm not too sure what it would be like to travel to the other ones.But learning about the Seychelles was a lot of fun.
And anytime I hear about a beach vacation where there's some good food involved, I am ready to go to that place. Is this a place that you would like to travel to, friends? That would be a good thing for you to talk about in English.
Right. Make sure you're following along with us and opening up your Studio Classroom magazine every time we jump into a lesson.
That's right. That's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again next time, right here on Studio Classroom.
Bye!
A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.